a break. I haven't had like more than one day off in almost like 3 years. So I needed to just get a break anyway and just like decompress a little bit. But it wasn't until I was like, I took off that I was like, I need a break from the news. You know, it's like, it made me realize, like, I think what I really need a break, because I love being on the air, talking to you, getting to share stories and joking about the news when we can, and sharing different things. And it was like, it made me realize I needed a break from all the news stuff. And so today, even today, though, I was like procrastinating trying to do the show prep. Like, I'm not ready to see all of the crises. And then, of course, when I start show prepping, one of the first things I see is Joe Biden's documents, you know, classified documents found at Joe Biden's residence. I'm like, we're still talking about that? Like, this news cycle, we have a 24-hour news cycle. Why are we still talking? Oh, it's new documents. I'm like, what? And I guess it's because of the FBI going in and seizing, or like, you know, because they said when they found the first documents, well, okay, we're going to have to do a little investigation. And they said, well, we found some more documents in his garage. Okay, we're going to do an investigation. So I guess in part of their investigation, they went ahead and did a search of his house. And then they found more documents there that apparently was back in the time when he was senator. So it was before he was even VP. Oy vey. So that's the new one. But I was thinking, like, when I'm trying to catch up on the news this morning, I'm like, what? We're still talking about this story? It's like 2 weeks old. And oh, it's just new information. Well, your top three stories here for you. Four more Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th Capitol attack. That seems like a story from 4 months ago. Like, you know, like if I stopped following the news 4 months ago, came in today and saw four more Oath Keepers convicted of seditious conspiracy in January 6th, I'd be like, all right, so the news hasn't changed that much. Poland is asking Germany for approval to send tanks to Ukraine. That's a new one. I was looking into this. I still can't quite see exactly why. Why does Poland have to ask Germany if they can send tanks to Ukraine? But then the only thing I could see is, I guess, because of where it's located, and like to get to Ukraine, they might have to like go through Germany or something like that. And I was like, so they don't want them like freaking out. Like, what are you doing bringing tanks in our country? We're just trying to take them to Ukraine. Spotify going to lay 6% of its workforce off. Ugh, that's not good. That's not good at all. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I guess the other thing that popped up last week that was one of the big stories was the debt ceiling. And because now we're getting close to, I guess, Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, said, uh-oh, debt ceiling's going to run out. And so you need to raise the debt ceiling again, or we're not going to be able to pay our debts. So that's begun yet again, another battle in the House and in the Senate pertaining to the debt ceiling. Should we raise the debt ceiling? And if, of course, we don't, it could mean a government shutdown. The longest government shutdown we ever had was during the Trump administration, when there was discussions about raising the debt ceiling then. But it most recently was raised in 2021 by President Biden. So we just raised the debt ceiling in 2021. In fact, I was looking this up. All right, so just a rundown here but just a quick rundown again. What is the debt ceiling? Debt ceiling is the max amount that we can borrow, the United States can borrow in order to pay our debts. And then when you have people like Janet Yellen coming out and going, I can't pay our debts anymore, or need you to raise the debt ceiling. The crazy thing about this is that this means, I guess this is the thing that's confusing to me. The best way I can do is bring this down to layman's terms. Think of this as like having a credit card maximum. And say your credit card max is $5,000. But this is what happens in the federal government. They go, all right, max is $5,000. And so you got a bunch of debts we got to pay, and we know we're running on a deficit. So we know that we need the credit card to help pay our debts. But what happens is it's like we have these scheduled debt payments. And with every debt payment, it's going to increase further and further and further. Because we're able to pay down some of the debt. We're able to pay it down. But then the expenses keep building up and more and more and more to the point where like, ah, we got to raise our credit card limit to $6,000. I'll call the credit card company, see if they'll raise my limit to $6,000. I guess the difference is that you and me in a business, when we are looking at something like that, we know that when we're spending money, that we can only spend up to X dollars. We can only spend up to $5,000 or whatever, because we know that the debt is coming, right? And that it's maxed out. And we know that if we ask the credit card company to raise it, there's a pretty good chance that they'll say no. What I don't understand is how the federal government over and over and over again continues to just spend without regard to the debt ceiling. Now, that being said, the debt ceiling was only implemented after World War I as a measure to try to force the federal government to have some sort of fiscal responsibility. Because before that, basically, there was no debt ceiling. They could just spend and spend and spend and spend. So this was something that was implemented to try to say, hey, rein in your spending a little bit. But you know what? Since this was implemented, we raised the debt ceiling 78 times. What's the point in even having the debt ceiling if you're just going to raise it every single time it comes around? And if all it's going to do is create a massive argument and discussion about shutting the government down, but yet still nothing happens. Still, there's not a reduction in spending. I mean, that, and here's the crazy thing. Republicans, at least in recent years, have been the ones that have continually argued that we need to not raise the debt ceiling. Yet, they needed to raise the debt ceiling during the Trump administration because they spent so much money. The Republicans did. In fact, I mentioned it's been raised 78 times. Well, three quarters of that time has been by Republicans and president, like Republican presidents is when it was raised. So it's like, this is not a Democrat problem. This is a bipartisan spending problem that neither one of them, like they'll point the finger at each other, but it's both of them. It's both of their problems. Anybody in the federal government, in Congress, they all have spending issues. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
We are seeing some slow-moving traffic still on Highway 90. This is leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Other than that, we are looking good. I-10, I-110, not seeing anything major to slow you down. I-110, you are going to see some congestion as you're getting off onto either Davis Highway or heading eastbound on I-10, so just keep that in mind. And Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, nothing really to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, talking about the debt ceiling being raised. Got a text here, says, but borrow from whom? Who are we going to be borrowing from to raise the debt ceiling? We sell more bonds. So the government is right now maxed at how many bonds they can sell in order to raise the raise the debt. So what by raising the bond limit or the raising the debt limit means we can sell more bonds is way it works. So borrow from whom? Borrow from whoever buys government bonds. Got a text here. Government needs to listen to news radio so they can hear what Dave Ramsey has to say about finances, budgeting, and the debt. Yeah, amen to that. And then yeah, and got another one to text here too. COVID was the problem. That's one of the reasons why we surpassed the debt limit this time. Before that, it was war. Yes, but either way, it's like, you know, when you and I have an issue in our household or in our business where there's a disaster, something unexpected that comes, we make cuts in other places that aren't as critical, right? So if you've got a, you got a roof that caves in because of bad weather, all of a sudden, you need to fix your roof. It's critical. You got to fix your roof. It's raining inside your house. So you fix your roof. But in doing so, you might have to get rid of some subscriptions of your Netflix subscriptions. You might have to cancel the gym membership. You have to get rid of some other non-needs in order to pay for the essential thing right now. The government doesn't do that. The government just goes, well, we're just going to add this. And that's the problem right there. We were talking about how Poland, one of the top three stories is Poland is asking Germany if they can give tanks to Ukraine. And I was saying, I couldn't quite figure out why that is. And got a text, Germany sold them the tanks. So technically they're German tanks. Oh, all right. Very good. Thank you very much. Back to the debt ceiling argument. Florida Democrats say that any debt ceiling talks must not threaten Social Security or Medicare. Now, this is one of the things that comes up every single time there is a debt ceiling conversation. Democrats, well, I mean, in this case, I'm talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other Florida Democrats, but it doesn't matter because it's nationwide. Democrats always come out and go, don't mess with Social Security and Medicare. This is exactly what Debbie Wasserman Schultz says here. Quote, we're not trading spending cuts for paying our bills. What? Okay. I mean, I get it. And she goes on and says this. Many seniors have spent their entire lives working and paying for Social Security benefits, and Social Security is their only source of income, and many retirees have nothing else to rely on but Medicare. I agree with these, but something's got to change. And here's a prime example. So Florida Democrats came out and said that earlier. Was it today or did they say that yesterday? No, it was today. So this morning is when the Florida Democrats came out and said, any debt ceiling talks can't include Social Security or Medicare talks. That's just, leave those alone. Later in the day, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office came out and said, if nothing changes with Social Security, the funds will be exhausted by 2033. So Florida Democrats may be saying, any discussion can't include Social Security, but the reality of it is unless there's some sort of conversation pertaining to Social Security, it will be insolvent by 2033, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. And so something's got to change. Now, whether that means more inlays into the Social Security fund, well, if that's going to happen, then where's it going to come from? We're already raising the debt ceiling, right? So it's one of these things where, you know, I look at this and I go, you're right. There's a lot of people who are already relying on Social Security. So you can't just rip it away from them or anything like that. And I don't think anybody's talking about doing that. They're talking about privatizing it, possibly having it invest in the stock market. But the other things that they're talking about is more long-term, you know, viability of the fund and how it can be more viable in the future. But when it comes down to is this is just another prime example of where the federal government needs to sit down and go, okay, this is the roof caving in. This is the roof caved in and it's raining inside the house. We have to fix Social Security. But in doing so, that probably means we're going to have to cancel our gym membership. We're going to have to cancel probably our cruise that we're going to go on as a family. It's a pretty expensive cruise, but we got rain coming in the roof over here. So that'd be nice to have that cruise, but we're going to have to cancel the family cruise in order to fix the roof. And this is what the federal government's not going to do. They're not going to get rid of the nice wants in order to fix the needs, which is, in this case, Social Security. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. One Florida story here, we're talking about last hour, Governor DeSantis is trying to set aside $200 million for increased teacher pay. Teacher raises and stuff. Nice one here. Bobby, Florida is a collective bargaining state, meaning teacher salaries are negotiated only between the local school board and the teachers union. A one-time bonus may be an exception, but always keep in mind that any salary increase in general forever is real hard to take back. The governor nor the state legislature can impose salary amounts on counties. Oh. Very interesting one right there. A little insight. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Yeah, I know. We're talking about the debt, raising the debt limit. If we adjusted our budget and ran a $1 trillion surplus per year to pay towards our debt, it'd still take us 30 years to pay off our current federal debt. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Authorities in Southern California releasing more details about the suspect accused of carrying out a mass shooting that left 11 people dead over the weekend. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said the search of the suspect's home indicated he manufactured homemade firearms. The items that were found included one rifle and loose ammunition. Two students dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Iowa. That happened near downtown Des Moines, where a teacher was also injured at the Starts Right Here mentorship program. Multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop about 20 minutes after the shooting took place. All four Oath Keeper defendants are found guilty of seditious conspiracy for the Capitol riot. Prosecutors said the four men used a, quote, perverted version of American history to justify their actions on that day in 2021. The maximum sentence for the rarely used Civil War era statute is 20 years in federal prison. And finally, comedy legend Maya Rudolph set to appear in M&M's Super Bowl ad as she is replacing the brand's beloved Spokes candies. They're put on an indefinite pause, stemming from some outrage over a redesign of the Spokes candies, some new colors that signified inclusive brand. So there was a big hullabaloo over that, and M&M's just says, you know what, we're doing away with the Spokes candies for now.
Okay, that's a pretty big update right there. Because, yeah, I remember there was that was coming out. Everybody was expecting it, and now they paused it. And so we'll see what happens with the whole thing. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Our roads are looking good right now. Just typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be some slowdowns on I-10 heading eastbound as you get closer to the Avalon Boulevard exit. We're starting to see some delays right there, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 Causeway. This is on the bridge due to construction with only one lane open eastbound. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What is the difference between judicial activism and legislating from the bench? We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We have your daily dad joke here in a second. First, what's the difference between judicial activism and legislating from the bench? So judicial activism is basically when a judge just goes above and beyond an existing law and makes broader rules pertaining to that. But legislating from the bench is when there actually is no law that has been passed, yet a judge enforces some sort of rules that act like a law. And that's what Roe v. Wade was. We had a bunch of protesters today, some protesting for Roe v. Wade, some against Roe v. Wade. And President Biden, of course, last week coming out with a proclamation saying Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. I'm like, that's legislating from the bench. I would have loved to have just sat down with President Biden and asked him, define legislating from the bench for me and tell me how Roe v. Wade wasn't that. There was no law. There was no federal law legalizing abortion in any way, shape, or form. And so for Roe v. Wade to be law of the land, it was illegal. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Here's a joke I got from a listener. I got a job sketching suspects at the police station. That's right, I'm a con artist. I'm an optimistic pessimist. I'm positive things will go wrong. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, maybe a little less than that. We've got another contractor problem here in the Pensacola area. And in fact, two more contractor problems. Remember how we had the one contractors where they basically didn't do any work, and they collected a bunch of money, and I mean it has been a big story, and they were brothers-in-law. Well, got a couple other contractor problems here in Escambia County area. I'll share with you the details about that coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top three stories though. And then we'll get into sports. Four more Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th Capitol riot. Poland has formally asked Germany for approval to send tanks to Ukraine. And Spotify is the latest to announce their layoffs. 6% of their workforce going to be getting laid off here. Well, I guess they started on their layoffs right away. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit. Let's start off with the NBA. Going to be on NBA TV tonight at 7 o'clock with the Atlanta Hawks against the Chicago Bulls, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies against the Sacramento Kings. NCAA men's basketball right now, Wisconsin and Northwestern are tied at 9 apiece, but the game just basically started. 6 o'clock on ESPN, you got Duke against Virginia Tech, followed by number 9 Kansas against number 17 Baylor, right around 8 o'clock on ESPN. Florida Panthers are going to be playing on NHL pay-per-view as well as on ESPN+. The Florida Panthers are going to be playing the Rangers at 6 o'clock. Then in sports news, the Angels, the LA Angels, this story just came out. LA Angels owner is no longer exploring a sale. Going to stick with the team. Over in the NFL, some follow-up from yesterday's games. The Cowboys running back, Pollard, who left the game because of it looked like a leg injury. Well, it turns out he did indeed break his fibula, and he will require surgery. That's tough story right there. Christian McCaffrey has a calf contusion, but he's still expected to play against the Eagles. The Chiefs are prepping as if Patrick Mahomes will play in the game, even though he has a sprained ankle. The Giants general manager says they plan to move forward with quarterback Daniel Jones. They want him to return to the team. Over in the NBA, the Lakers reportedly trade for Rui Hachimura from the Wizards. They're going to give the Wizards Kendrick Nunn and 3 draft picks. And then in AP men's basketball, top 25, Purdue has jumped back up to number 1 after Temple shocked Houston. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, those are your top 3 stories. So contractor update here for you in our area. Two stories. First of all, another contractor who apparently took $20,000 and then left the victim's home trashed. Yeah, so he Robert Stromas, 38 years old, allegedly took $20,000 as a contractor, but then ended up just leaving the victim, the person's home trashed. And so he's been charged with 2 counts of falsely identifying as a contractor. So he's like not even licensed. At least the other 2 contractors that have been big in the news were licensed. And then he's being charged with larceny of a person older than 65. Eww. The other story pertaining to a contractor here in Escambia County is a pretty big contractor. It's the construction company that built the new Escambia County jail. I'll share with you the story about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns. That's going to be due to construction. We have 1 lane open in the eastbound direction, so use some caution. On 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, not seeing any major slowdowns. We do have 1 accident on 98. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction right off of New Hope Road near the Dollar General. Seeing some slight delays in that direction, but really nothing too bad to slow you down. If you see something else, you have any details, feel free to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the latest contractor story to share with you pertains to the company, the construction company that built the Escambia County Jail. So I guess what happened is the Escambia County Commission voted to fire the designer and builder of the new jail. Like, what is built? And huh? So I guess what's happened is last year, the designer sued the county to try to recover $3.4 million. They said that the county did not pay them for the project. They said, and the county said, well, you guys were late by 224 days. And so they try to say, well, yeah, but those 224 days was during the pandemic. And then the county says, no, not all of them were during the pandemic. And it wasn't a whole, it wasn't 224 days. It was less than that or something. Or the construction company said it was less than that. And they said, well, so they've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, but I guess the final completion hasn't quite been done yet. And so they've been trying to get this all resolved. So they get the final completion done. And when it came down to it, they decided just to terminate the contract with them. So just to get rid of it, stop dealing with them anymore, and just finish all the other things with another company. So a couple of little contractor updates there for you for Escambia County. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get a break and get into our Fox News update, our top stories from Fox News, I'm sorry. I saw this. This is out of South Carolina, but I'm like, we need to pass this everywhere. So in South Carolina, lawmakers there passed what they dubbed the slowpoke bill. What this bill would do is if you were driving slow in the left lane on interstates or other multi-lane highways, then you could get basically a ticket. And so it passed, but all it did was basically it wasn't a criminal penalty. You wouldn't even get a fine. It was basically a warning where I should pull you over and tell you to move over. I did have a fine. It was a $25 fine. So now the South Carolina legislature is looking to increase that fine to $100. And then they're still saying it won't be a criminal penalty and it won't get reported on your driving record. I think it should be. They're trying to create a bigger penalty in order to incentivize people to stop driving slow in the left lane. South Carolina is the only state in the union that has a law like this. And I'm like, why? It's the passing lane. And if you're not passing, then don't be driving in the lane so slow. We definitely need that. We need that around the country. I mean, I definitely want to see it here. I don't really have issues. Well, yes, I can't say that. I was going to say I don't have issues on I-15. I have them on 215, but nope. Sometimes going back and forth to Alabama, I'll get stuck behind two cars and they're just like the one in the left lane is driving just as slow. It's like, oh my gosh, it's such a headache. So, yeah, we need that law passed everywhere ASAP. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Joe Ford is going to give us a quick update, and we'll do the quick updates from Fox News, our national news partner. It's all next. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got your Fox News update. But first, let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a key economic report points to a recession for the U.S. economy in the near term. The Conference Board's leading economic index fell sharply by 1% in December. The data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative before picking up in the final quarter of the year. A group of major banks is looking to compete with Apple Pay. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, and others are reportedly teaming up to launch a digital wallet that would rival Apple Pay, PayPal, and others. Visa and MasterCard are already on board. This broke late last week with Florida's decision to ban an AP course on African-American studies. Not a whole lot of specifics as to why. Governor DeSantis filled in some of the details today.
When you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so we're on, that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them.
And this drew attention around the nation, including Washington. Civil rights leaders are planning a rally in Tallahassee for early next month as a result of this. And many New Yorkers want embattled Congressman George Santos to resign. A new Siena College survey revealed 59% say he should step down. 56% say they view him unfavorably. Bobby?
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. The top story is the FDA pitches a new COVID vax schedule. It says that many Americans have, quote, sufficient pre-existing immunity, end quote. Yeah, I would imagine that by now, because you either had COVID maybe once or twice or three times. I know some people have had it three times. Well, you've gotten vaccinated. Oh, that gives you some immunity as well. So, yeah, I would imagine there would be that's actually an accurate statement from the FDA for once, that the many Americans have sufficient pre-existing immunity. I didn't even look at the schedule, but basically it's yearly COVID vaccines, just like flu vaccines. That's basically where they're pushing it right there. Then let's see here. The other top story on FoxNews.com, family of a student who died in a hazing accident on college makes a vow after historic settlement with college, basically saying that they're wanting to try to bring about change on the on college campuses, particularly as it pertains to hazing. Then I saw this one. Super Bowl champ has one word tweet to describe the Cowboys' final play. So this is Jimmy Johnson. Obviously won Super Bowls with the Cowboys. So he tweeted out the small video showing the last play of the game against the 49ers last night. It was a Hail Mary shot, right? Hail Mary play. And if you didn't watch it, it didn't go very well at all. It was quickly over, very anticlimactic. Jimmy Johnson posts that video of that play with one word: dumb. And it had Ezekiel Elliott, the running back, as the one lineman. They had him as the lineman position, and then everybody else was wide receivers going out for a pass. They obviously were setting it up to be something where you're supposed to just keep throwing the ball backwards to another player and stuff. It wasn't going to be a Hail Mary. Ezekiel Elliott got run over by one of the linebackers, just completely run over. And so Dak Prescott had to throw the ball very quickly. And as soon as he threw it, the guy who caught it immediately got tackled and it was over. It really wasn't a very good play. All right. More stories from FoxNews.com right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have slow-moving traffic on North Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be at the intersection where it meets 98, right near the Perdido Bay Emergency. This is due to an accident. Southbound lanes on Blue Angel Parkway are going to be slow-moving, and FHP is reporting a roadblock. So keep that in mind. Got to call in with some details, letting them know that fire trucks and crews are on scene getting it cleared up. So hopefully it won't cause delays for too long. But just keep that in mind as you're heading closer to that intersection. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So other top stories on FoxNews.com. Three Dem-run states are suffering the most as Americans flee to low-tax areas. It's New York, California, and Illinois. New York, California, Illinois, people are leaving those states and headed to Texas and to right here, Florida. And then here's the other top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. This state could soon allow non-citizens to serve on police forces. I'm like, what? So pull this up, and it's saying that Nevada is looking at a bill right now that would allow green card holders. So green card holders are usually just temporarily, but it would allow them to have green card holders and DACA recipients. So deferred action, childhood arrivals, right? They would be able to become police officers if this bill passes. Now, DACA, I can understand, because DACA essentially, although I don't believe it's law of the land, it's also, you know, that's a whole thing. But as long as it's considered to be legal and legitimate, I can understand that one. Green card holders to become police officers? Wow. Okay, that's in Nevada. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty, a 2020 study found that up to 30 million workers had the skills to realistically move to a new job that paid on average 70% more than their current job. That's right, 30 million workers could get paid $70 million more. They have the skills to go to those jobs, just whether or not they can find them and get selected for them, etc. In Delaware, a marriage can be annulled if one or both people did it as part of a game of truth or dare. But in their legal quote, it's referred to as jest or dare. That's okay. The most used seven-letter word in the English language is between. The most used eight-letter word in the English language is children. The most used nine-letter word is different, and the most used 10-letter word is government. Yeah, I can see that one. And cannibalism is illegal in Idaho and has a maximum sentence of 14 years. Okay. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.